With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is a milestone for the nation's capital city. For the first time in years, a week has gone by without a single murder in Washington. It comes amid President Trump's crackdown on crime in the district. And Mr. Trump says he has other plans for D.C., including a large-scale beautification, repair, and renovation program.
It'll be not so much building, it's cleaning and fixing and redoing and putting brand new surfaces down on your roads and streets. And when people come in from the airport all the way to the Capitol, the White House, or any place else they go, and they're going to say, boy, this place is spotless.
Mr. Trump addressing several hundred National Guard members and federal law enforcement officials involved in the crackdown on crime in the federal city. A judge says former Trump lawyer Alina Habba has been unlawfully serving as a U.S. attorney in New Jersey.
Habba's term as the interim U.S. attorney ended on July 26th, but the Trump administration took steps to keep her in the role without getting Senate confirmation. And now a federal judge says Habba, who once served as Donald Trump's personal defense attorney, has been serving unlawfully as New Jersey's top federal prosecutor. The judge put his order on hold pending an appeal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Documenting the consequences of Biden open border policies.
A new report shows the number of people in the U.S. illegally rose to an all-time high of 14 million in 2023. That surpasses the previous record of 12.2 million in 2007. The data is according to the Pew Research Center.
Correspondent Maria Sanchez says the increase, driven in part by an estimated 6 million illegal aliens shielded under Biden's policies. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 129 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 36. This is SRN News. World population is headed downward.
After decades of warning about the dangers of overpopulation, experts are now changing their tune. A new report from the Pew Research Center indicates that in most places, the birth rate is dangerously low. In North America, Latin America, Europe, Asia, and the Caribbean, women are not having enough babies to replace the number of people who die each year. Africa is above the replacement rate, but its annual birth rate is also in steep decline. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Target says CEO Brian Cornell will step down and will be replaced by Chief Operating Officer Michael Fiddelke, the discount retailer trying to reverse a persistent sales slump. Target has also been the subject of a boycott by Christians and others, which followed Cornell's decision in 2016 to allow men to use the women's restrooms and changing rooms in Target stores. Target has reported flat or declining comparable sales. This is SRN News. The inflation of the recent years has everybody paying more for everything, and video gamers are not exempt.
It's going to cost more for a popular video game console. Sony has raised the price of its PlayStation 5 consoles in the U.S. by $50, effective immediately. The price change affects the standard PlayStation 5, the digital edition, and the Pro. Sony says prices will not change for PlayStation 5 games. Sony has said the company has been working to diversify its supply chain. Microsoft bumped up prices for Xbox consoles in March, and Nintendo has increased prices for its original Switch console and accessories for the Switch 2. I'm Ed Donahue.
Both Wall Street and the White House will be listening closely today to Fed Chair Jerome Powell's speech at the Fed's annual economic symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. They'll be looking for any clues as to the future course of interest rates. More details at srnnews.com.